You're on vacation. Go back to bed. Sleep it off. Get or hair of the dog it. Whatever your method is. You know, have a Bloody Mary instead of going for a run. Episode 592 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip: always follow the rules of vacation running. Hey guys, real quick before we dive into today's episode, just want to take a minute and let you know if you haven't checked out the book yet, it is certainly available. And if you're new to the show and have no idea what the heck I'm talking about, I recently wrote a book. It's called Be Ready on Race Day, and it's all about how to help you prepare for your next race. It's not one of those books that has a one-size-fits-all training plan in there. No. What it is a book that helps you write your own training plan. So basically what I did is I went through my entire process as a coach, what I do for the athletes that I work with, and tried to, as closely as I could, give you a step-by-step process of what you would do and how, you know, looking at your paces and your goals and your schedule and your life, looking at what you need to do to write the best training plan for yourself, so that you'll be as ready to go as possible on the day of your next race. So, you know, as this episode comes out at the end of, actually the beginning of July in the year of our Lord, 2018, if you've got some fall races on your calendar, it's time to start preparing for those. And if you think that just downloading a one-size-fits-all training plan is all you need to do, I mean, it might help you, but it's not going to put you in your best position to have the best race possible. The only way to do that, in my opinion, is to have something that's created specifically for you. And if working with a coach, if hiring me or somebody else isn't part of the budget right now, maybe you could scrape together, you know, $12 or $15, whatever it is. The price varies on Amazon, seems like every day, but it's somewhere in that neighborhood to get you a book that now you can use that one size fits all plan. And now you've got the tools to tweak it, adjust it, and really make it your own. So check out BeReadyOnRaceDay.com if you want to, you know, kind of hear more about the book. Get some sample chapters for free. You can read, I think, three of the 12 chapters in the book right there to kind of give you a good idea for what the book is about, kind of how my writing style is. And if you're interested, you can grab a copy right there on the website, or you can obviously get it on Amazon as well. Kindle and print versions are available. So today, I want to talk to you a little bit about following the rules of vacation running. So, As this episode comes out and is released, I'll be wrapping up a vacation, a quote-unquote vacation, since for the last week we've been back in my my homeland, back in my hometown, visiting family, staying with mom and dad, trying to relax a little bit as much as possible. And that's where kind of the quote unquote of vacation comes. I don't know about you. I love my family. I really do. I love them a lot more from afar though, than when we're right up, in each other's business for a whole week. That is a bit much, especially if the goal is to relax and unwind and de-stress and enjoy a little time away. 7 days, in my opinion, is a bit too much, but, it is what it is. And always good to spend some time with family and get back into the old stomping grounds and see how things are changing. And they're certainly changing in my hometown, kind of going down the drain, but that's a topic for another day. But, today what I want to talk to you about is if you have a vacation coming up, and you're thinking about including some running, what does that mean? What does that mean? Does that mean same old, same old? Does that mean all rules are off? Or is it somewhere in the middle when it comes to running on vacation? So I'm going to give you a couple of rules today as it relates to running while on vacation. So if you want to check out the show notes, there's a couple other things that I'm not going to touch on today. Basically, my favorite part is what my ideal vacation looks like, which, safe to say that this isn't the vacation visiting mom and dad isn't quite line up with the ideals, but it's all good. It's all good. Like I said, good time away, but you can check that out. My meme and GIF game is on point this week, so you can check those out as well. And then also we'll have the abridged versions of these three rules that you should always keep in mind when it comes to running on your vacation. And if you want to check out the blog post for this week, dizruns.com/592. So the rules of vacation running as I see them. Rule number one, run. We are runners. It's what we do. It's what we do for fun. So if you're going on vacation and you're going to try to relax and enjoy yourself and get out of the routine a little bit, well, by God, that means you've got extra time to run, right? You don't have to worry about work this week, this weekend or whatever it is, however the duration of your vacation is. You don't have to worry about work. You don't have to worry about car line for dropping the kids off, picking them up. You don't have to worry about dance practice or soccer practice or piano lessons or whatever the kids have going on. You don't have to worry about your social calendar or your volunteer obligations or your whatever. All of that stuff is off the table. You're on vacation. So what does that mean? You've got time, baby. You've got time to get some miles in. You've got time to run long. You can go, you got the opportunity to run in different places. So instead of your same handful of routes that you tend to run when you go, when you run from your house, you've got the choice of either turning right or turning left. When you're running from vacation, you've got the choice of turning right or turning left, but both options are new. Both options are different. Both options are exciting because it's not the same old, same old. If you got a chance to explore some different trails, maybe you've got some different terrain, you've got some mountains to run on instead of the swamps in Florida, or you've just got different things to check out and enjoy and take in. So do it. You're on vacation. What else do you have to do? Go run, enjoy yourself. Add a few more miles to the calendar for this week than you normally would. So what? You've got less stress going on in your life. You've got a chance to sleep a little bit more. You've got a chance to relax and unwind and recover a bit better. So add a few miles to the list while you're on vacation. That's all good. It's all good. You're a runner. You're on vacation from all the other demands, all the other things that are pulling on your life. You got a chance to run a little extra on vacation. Do it. Rule number two, or don't. Maybe you're the type of person that, hey, you're on vacation. This is a chance to let your hair down, relax a bit, live life to the fullest. You're going to go out and have a few extra drinks. You're going to eat all the things, and you're probably not going to feel too much like running. The last thing you're going to want to do after spending a night out on the town, enjoying life, doing crazy things that you don't normally get to do in everyday, the day-to-day of normal life, are you really going to want to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go for a run? With a hangover and a food coma? Probably not. So you're on vacation. Who cares? Running will be there. Running will be there when you get home. Don't worry about running when you're on vacation. All right? If it's not in the cards for today, it's not in the cards for today. Maybe you can run tomorrow. Maybe you're just going to leave your running shoes at home. Maybe you're going to use your time away to just completely relax, unwind. Like I said, go out, live it up, whatever the case might be. Not worry about running. And you know, newsflash, you've heard me talk about this before, and I'm going to keep talking about it until whenever Diz Runs Radio runs itself into the ground and the show is up. But, you know, a week off of running doesn't matter. It's not going to impact your fitness. If, you know, the only thing that it could impact is kind of the mental state of being like, oh my God, like I haven't run in 5 days and I'm starting to get a little twitch about it. But if that doesn't happen for you and you're on vacation and you don't want to run, don't run. If you're on vacation down here visiting the House of Mouse with your family and you're in the park 16 hours a day, by God, don't worry about waking up to run on the back roads of Walt Disney World to get your miles in this week. Especially if you don't have a race coming up anytime soon, enjoy it. You're getting plenty of time on your feet. You're walking around. You're getting your steps. So, you know, don't run. So the first two rules of running on vacation, or the first two rules of vacation running, kind of at odds with each other, because the first rule is to run. The second rule is to not run. But you got that freedom. You got that flexibility. It is vacation. You can dip your toes in both pools if you want to. Run some days, not run some days, and not worry about it at all. Rule number three, the final rule of vacation running as I see it, is to make sure you're listening to your body. And that's one of those things that maybe doesn't sound like it is just a vacation rule, because how many times have I talked about listening to your body and the importance of doing so every day? And respecting what your body's telling you and not trying to force things when your body's saying, no, today is not a good day to do quarter mile repeats. But, you know, oh God, the schedule says I got to do quarter mile repeats today. And you go out and you strain something, pull something, come up limp, and now you can't run for a couple, 3 weeks. So you should always be listening to your body. But on vacation, it's especially important to listen to your body. Why? One, because rule number one says to run. Run all the miles. Run yourself till you're exhausted. Sightsee, go check out new places, enjoy different routes, and just the fact that you're running somewhere different is exciting. So do that. But if you end up running a bit more than usual, then the next day you might be a bit more sore, a bit more tired, kind of having a few extra aches and pains that you haven't felt in a while because you went way longer than you normally would. All right, that's probably okay that you did that on that one day, but then the next day, probably shouldn't try to force another run in. All right, if you dramatically ran more one day than normal, then you should listen to your body and respect it if it's telling you that, hey, we're still pretty sore from yesterday's run or from 2 days ago's run. Well, don't force it. You know, relax then. Sleep in a little bit. Maybe do some stretching, some yoga. Maybe you're like me and you figure out how to bring your foam roller or some massage balls, a lacrosse ball, the something like that. You bring it with you so you can do a little extra body work, recovery work. So yeah, you ran a whole bunch yesterday, not today. Still might get up a little bit early, but we're gonna hit the glutes and the hammies and the calves with the massage stick a little bit more today, and allow my body to recover a bit after running, you know, after doing a long run on a Tuesday, which you haven't really ever done before because normally my long runs are on the weekend. So, you know, be smart. Listen to your body. Don't overdo it. You know, if you went out last night and your plan was, I'm still going to get up and go run this morning, but you wake up feeling like you haven't gone to sleep yet. You know, you've got the hangover going. You've got the food coma going. Well, you're on vacation. Go back to bed, sleep it off, get hair of the dog it, whatever your method is, you know, have a Bloody Mary instead of going for a run, whatever the case might be, but listen to your body, do what it's telling you, do what feels right. Don't try to force anything because you're on vacation. And again, the last thing you want to bring home on vacation, you want to bring home some souvenirs, some good memories, some good times, maybe some great photos, a cool t-shirt, whatever it might be, so some keepsakes. You want to bring home some nice souvenirs from your vacation. Maybe you don't. Maybe you're not a souvenir person. But if you are a souvenir person, you want to bring home something good. The last kind of souvenir, the worst kind of souvenir that you can bring home from your vacation is a running injury. So listen to your body when you're on vacation. Your diet's probably going to be a little bit off. Maybe your sleep pattern might be a bit off because instead of shutting it down early so you can get up early, you're enjoying the nightlife on a cruise or in Vegas or in New Orleans or somewhere. You're doing more things. Respect that. Listen to your body. Shut it down. Take it easy. And that way, when you get home, you're going to be refreshed. You're going to have not spent a whole week with your family, but you're going to have done some fun things and enjoyed yourself. And now you're able to get back into the groove, get back into your normal training routine, and you'll be just fine. And like I said, you're going to notice that you didn't even lose any fitness at all. So don't worry about it. So those are my three rules that we should always follow, that I try to always follow, and that I would encourage you to always follow as well when it comes to running on vacation. Run all the miles is rule one. Or don't run at all is rule two. But above all, and the rule that probably trumps not just vacation, but daily life as well, make sure you're always listening to your body and not doing anything extra that it's trying to tell you not to do. Let your body save you from yourself as opposed to causing you more problems than that random run during the middle of vacation is worth. You don't want to keep paying for that. You don't want to go in debt when it comes to running on vacation, an injury debt, because you weren't smart enough to listen to your body, or you weren't aware enough or in tune enough, or just felt like because you're on vacation, you had to run. You don't have to run. We want to run. That's what we do. But it's okay to take a day off, to relax, to enjoy yourself a little bit, and maybe have a couple few too many drinks, because why not? You're on vacation. So anyway, that is today's quick tip, vacation rules of running. Hope that this was something that was maybe a little bit fun. Hope that it's something that you can keep in mind the next time you go on vacation. If you still have vacations planned for this summer, use these rules. You're not going to regret it. And hope you have a great vacation. So that's where we're going to wrap things up. Once again, BeReadyOnRaceDay.com is the link for the book. And you can just search it out on Amazon as well if you're so inclined. Be Ready on Race Day is the title. If you have any questions about the book, let me know. Like I said, there's sample chapters on the website, BeReadyOnRaceDay.com. You can check those out. Reviews on Amazon. If you've already gotten the book and you haven't left a review yet, it'd be appreciated. You know, when you get a chance to leave a review there, those always help as well. So until next time, please be well. Please take good care. Thank you guys for listening as always. Thanks for all you do to support the show, support me, support the work that I'm doing. Couldn't do it without you. Couldn't do it without you. Or at least maybe I could, but it would be a whole lot tougher because I'd have to get a real job. And who wants to do that? But anyway, thank you guys so much. I appreciate y'all so, so, so much. And until we talk next time, please be well. And we'll talk soon. See ya.